Bonjour mon famille,
comment ça va?
Last week was. I feel like time is going by in slow motion. It's alright though. I mean, this last week, so I really tried to just speak French as much as I could and study as much as I could, and I don't know, I feel like I just gotta be patient with myself. I mean, I definitely have seen an improvement in my ability to read and, like, speak French. Like, I feel like I can speak what I want to say, or at least try to, like, through broken French. And I can read pretty well in French. But my ability to understand French, holy cow. It's so hard, because, like, we're sitting in a lesson, and I just, like, it's crazy. Like, I just sit there and, like, I want to say stuff, but, like, I can't follow the conversation. But it's alright. I mean, it'll come with time. Like, I've only been here, what, like, 2 weeks now? So, yeah, I definitely shouldn't be worried at all. But let's see. So, Wednesday. Let's see. Wednesday was pretty alright. So we just kind of hung. So this last week we had to move to our new apartment, right? And so we just, like, Wednesday we just sat in the apartment, like, all day waiting to hear if we were gonna move. Which I really think that, like, my companions just said that, so we just sit at the apartment, but I don't really know. And so basically, we just sat in the apartment, like, all day. But what was nice is I got to wash my clothes finally, because we didn't have, like, time. We didn't have time to do it Tuesday. So it just kind of worked out. Like, I was able to hand wash all my clothes. But it was pretty brutal. I, like, destroyed my hands because they're not used to washing them like that. But, like, honestly, it was super awesome. Like, Elder Ayama just came and, like, helped me wash the rest of my clothes, which is super cool. He's a stud. But yeah, so we did that, and then we went out to the sector for, like, a little bit. We left at, like, 4, and we're supposed to get back at 6, right? But so, like, we went out, and while we were out, so we've been practicing to, like, my companion just kind of, like, looks at me, and then I just kind of say, like, my testimony, or, like, I share, like, the pamphlet with them, and, like, explain to them, like, what the pamphlet is. But literally, like, on Wednesday, I just froze up. Like, he looked at me, and I just, like, my mind went completely blank. Like, I didn't even know what to say, and I just looked back at him, like, just speak, like, I don't know what to say. And, like, the problem was, because, like, I just didn't know what the heck was going on. It's like, I didn't want to bear my testimony on, like, something that we weren't even talking about. So I just kind of froze up and didn't do anything. But after that, we then went and taught Sir Martin, who's that one lady that was, like, super nice, gave me the food and stuff. But she is, like, the hardest lady to teach. Like, she's really stubborn. Like, I guess they've been teaching her. Like, she's been receiving the lessons for a while, but she just, like, won't accept it, right? And so, the cool thing is Raphael, the Frère Raphael, that one guy that I was telling you guys about last week, how he's, like, the translator. Like, he just kind of, we've just been teaching him too, which is kind of cool. And so, I explained the mirror analogy, and he kind of helped me, like, explain it, because he, like, knows English and French, so it worked out pretty nice. But we ended up just staying there for, like, so long. Like, the Sir Martin had us read, like, what was it, like, 6 chapters in Isaiah or something? Like, I don't even know. It was the, like, I don't even know what the heck was going on. I was sitting there, like, what, like, are they, is my companion's gonna, like, cut her off? Like, it was the weirdest thing. So we sat there forever. And I was dying because I couldn't even, like, follow the lesson. Like, I almost fell asleep. It was really bad. But, like, that's, like, the only time that, like, I've ever, like, been at a lesson and literally just, like, holy cow. Like, my eyes were so heavy. But then, like, I kind of started understanding. And then I was able to speak a little bit. So that was good. But, so then, let's see. Oh, yeah, so we didn't get back to the apartment till like 8:30 because we literally were there so long. It was pretty frustrating. I was like, come on, you guys, like, we need to go. But, yeah, so we were there forever. And then, like, that's not even the worst part. So when we were walking back, so Sir Martin has like a bunch of daughters, and they literally just followed us, like, almost all the way back to our apartment. So we had to stop at the bakery, and Elder Ayama, like, bought some bread to, like, kind of get them, like, give to them to, like, go away. But literally, I was terrified. Like, I thought that my companions were, like, bringing them back to our apartment. Like, I was about to freaking, I don't even know what would have happened. It probably would not have been good. Like, it's so crazy here. But, yeah, so, yeah, that happened, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, what is going on? And then finally they left, so I was like, okay, that's good. But, yeah, so then that was that. and then, let's see, oh, Thursday was moving day, so it took us the entire day to move all our stuff because we literally had to take apart everything in our apartment. And, like, there's no cars that we can use. So, like, there's, like, these little, it's like a trolley thing that, like, you just pull. And so there's these two, like, kids that just came with some guy in our ward, and they came to help us move. And so we just kind of pile it on there, and they just walk it to our new apartment, which is, like, probably, it's, like, a 15, 20-minute walk. So, like, it took so long. Elder Wabunga went to the apartment to, like, sit with our stuff, and me and Elder Ayama just stayed back at our old apartment. And so we just hung out there, like, all day. But I got, like, some pretty good studying in. But Elder Ayama liked to talk, and we just talked forever. I was, like, trying to study, and he's just talking to me. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But it ended up being good. I'm just glad I'm able to, like, talk with someone, because I feel like I'd die if it was literally just me and Elder Wabunga, because he only speaks French, and it would not be good because I can hardly communicate. But yeah, so then, okay, let's see. Sorry, I'm like reading my journal to see what happened. Oh yeah, okay, so our new apartment, so like we thought our last apartment was bad. At least, like, I didn't really think it was that bad. I don't know why we moved. I'm kind of frustrated we moved, because so like the apartment we have now, it's, like, pretty nice in comparison. Like, in quality-wise, it's better. But in substance, it's not that great. Like, so we have a great view of the ocean, the beach, and, like, it's nicer. But the apartment's smaller than the last one. We have running water sometimes, and the filter, like, doesn't work. Like, we don't have our filter hooked up to the water because, like, it doesn't connect onto the faucet head. So, like, they're coming to fix it on Wednesday or something. But I'm just glad. So, they gave us, so we didn't receive our purifying water bottles in the MTC. Like, they just didn't give it to us because we didn't have them. Like, they didn't have them or something. And they said we'd get them when we got here. Well, we didn't get them when we got here. Like, I figured it'd be the case. And I guess Elder Ayama, when he was in the MTC, like, stole another one and had, like, extra filters. So, like, I don't know how this is the case, but, like, I guess stealing kind of paid off because literally that is like my only source of my ability to have water. It's crazy. But yeah, so it's like that little filter, like the water, so I have to like suck, it's pretty rough. It takes quite a long time to like just get water, but what I've got like a system going, because I have like a bunch of water bottles that I've filled up with water, just kind of, it's like my reserve water, right? And so I just like spent like an, how many, I don't even know, it was like 2 hours just sitting there squeezing the water, because you have to squeeze it and then suck it to like get water out. So like every few seconds I'm like sucking it, squeezing it. It's awesome. Oh, it's crazy, man. This is Africa. But yeah, so that's good. Because I don't want to spend money to buy water, because we don't really have a lot of money. But yeah, so that is great. Oh yeah, the electricity here is a lot better. Except for like, our room is the only room that the light doesn't work. So that's kind of a bummer. But we have like those little lights. So it, like, it's not even a big deal at all. Let's see, so, okay, yeah, so, okay, yeah, so this mission, I've come to realize, is like, no mission in the world. Like, the amount of disobedience is